Welcome, husbandos and waifus, to the second episode of Subtitled, an anime podcast. This week we're going to be covering Sound and Fury. Enjoy the show. How are y'all doing? Hope you're having a great week. Just wanted to kind of catch y'all up about what I've been up to on the anime side of things. I played some Cardfight Vanguard this weekend and did pretty well, got fourth out of our tournament, and I played Tachikaze with all the new support, which is awesome. I'm really excited for all that, and it's pretty great to finally have some more Tachikaze support. Moved on to another card game that I'm kind of interested in, haven't played a whole bunch of, is Buddy Fight. As you can kind of see, there's a theme here. I do enjoy Bushiroad games. But Metabots is coming as a crossover collaboration to future card Buddy Fight. So that's going to be pretty interesting. I'm probably going to go kind of deep into that and see what that is about. Hopefully we'll get it in English about 2 months after Japan gets it, and they're scheduled to get it in February. So that's pretty great. But that's really it as far as the anime-esque things I've been up to. So let's just jump right into this. So if you don't know, Sturgill Simpson is an American country music singer. And going into this, I had no clue. I had no clue who he was, what he did, his history, none of that. It was just a visual anime novel on Netflix that someone recommended to me. I was like, sure, I'll check it out. So let's go over the director and kind of the background of all this so that you know what you're getting into if you decide to watch this. So the director and the screenplay is going to be by Jumpin' Musasaki. It was released on September 28th, 2019. The genre it's going to be in is going to be animation, and this one is kind of a surprise, musical. I guess it's really not a surprise if you know who Sturgill Simpson is. But for me, I just went in thinking it was going to be a anime about, you know, well, essentially it is still an anime, but we'll get to the details about that in part two. So the runtime is going to be 41 minutes and 45 seconds. So just kind of going off what this show is about, it is a really interesting way to kind of, one, it's a visual album, so it shows off his new album that he released, and it is done by obviously a Japanese director, and the animation studio, what's their name, Kamikaze Dogu, that's right. And it is really, really cool the way they did this. I probably never would have listened to this particular genre of music or anything like that, but the music is teamed up with this dystopian anime film that is really, really beautiful. And that's kind of weird to say that considering it is dystopian and there is a lot going on with all of that, but it just kind of times out correctly with how the songs go and everything like that. It switches back and forth from CG into a beautiful watercolor and then kind of goes and rolls into a bunch of different animation styles, kind of how like Mob Psycho 100, how their intro is a bunch of different animation styles. That's kind of the vibe I got from this. And essentially, this is just a really elaborate way to have people enjoy the album. And I think it's a great idea. I would really like to see other musicians do this. It'd be really, really awesome to see things kind of team up with a Japanese studio and kind of go along with all of that. As the kind of going through the songs on this album, it's going to be Ronin, Remember to Breathe, Sing Along, A Good Look, Make Art Not Friends, Best Clockmaker on Mars, All Said and Done, Last Man Standing, Mercury in Retrograde, and the last song in the album is going to be Fastest Horse in Town. So it's hard to kind of talk about this film without spoiling anything, and also for this not to become a musical album review, but I think the execution of this is really, really cool to kind of enjoy both the animation style they decided to go and also music. You might be wondering who this is kind of for. People that, one, enjoy music and want to digest and enjoy music in a different way, and two, people that enjoy creative animation styles. Essentially, what's going on in this film, it's the fight against the exploitation of common people, kind of like capitalism using to murder people with toxins, or slavery and cheap labor and people kind of just becoming cogs in the machine and different things like that. It's Sound and Fury is rebel music, music that makes revolutions happen, and it's really, really cool to see how they do, kind of how it unveils and becomes this really interesting theme. Kind of going into, there's this monastery or this location where this father is, you know, going to work and he is killed, and it turns out someone of his kin is going to have to get vengeance for it. And that's kind of all I'm gonna say about it, because I don't want to spoil anything else. But it was really interesting. The album itself and the music and the film, I will say that it is very political. It's really kind of fighting Western imperialism, gluttony, and, you know, like I was saying before, being a cog in the machine, pollution, inhumane labor conditions. It's really just, it covers a bunch of stuff, whether that be, you know, everything that the world has going on. And obviously, with me just consuming all this, I couldn't, there's not really like a lyric or anything like that that kind of that stuck out to me, but it did definitely, it definitely left a feeling with me as far as, should you see it, should you not see it, and it kind of brings you back to the realization of, you know, you might have it better off than some people in the world. And all in all, I think that this executes it pretty well. But after this short break, we'll be back and I'll tell you overall what I thought of the story, animation, sound, characters, and overall, and if I would recommend it or not. So be back after this. And we're back. So let's get right on into this, and I can tell you what I think. Story, 10 out of 10. I do believe they do an excellent job of storytelling. Animation, 9 out of 10. There are some moments in this film that particularly my eyes don't care for. They either was just, you know, doing too much flashy and dashy stuff, or just the execution of it from one animation style to the next really kind of hurt my eyes. The sound, in my opinion, 10 out of 10, and I'm not really a fan of this particular genre of music, but I think they executed it pretty well. Characters, 10 out of 10. They were really compelling characters, even though, if you're not figuring it out by now, there is no voice acting in this film at all. None. And it's pretty interesting to see that, the fact that there's no voice acting at all. Overall score for me would probably be, well, not probably, is a 8 out of 10, and I would definitely recommend it to you. And I do believe that overall this has a positive message and it's worth seeing. the quote that they kind of leave you with at the end of the show is, or at the end of the movie, better yet, is, "Get beyond love and grief. Exist for the good of man." Musashi Miyamoto. Dedicated to the lost souls and victims of senseless violence around the world. So, if you enjoy Bollywood-style dance sequences or an anime film that has a message that might pluck on the heartstrings, or just want to have a really cool background noise and visual aid in your home, I think that this is for you. So check it out, and I hope you enjoyed the episode. And you can always reach out to me on Twitter at Swaylock. All my links and descriptions are going to be in the show notes as always. Let me know what you'd like me to cover on the show. And remember, it's not cartoons, it's anime.